the update on both LaShawn and Mike. I'll start with LaShawn. With LaShawn, he's in phase two. He's doing pretty well. His symptoms are down to almost nothing. His major complaint is fatigue, but he's gone through the program. He's done very well in the impact test. The only reason we won't say that he passed the impact test is because he has symptoms, but all the other stuff checked out. So he's doing fine, and he's in stage two. So the next phase, we go to 3, 4, 5 and see how he does. With Michael, there's some reports that Michael took a step back or he's not doing as well. That's not true. Michael has hit a plateau in his rehab, and I explained to you guys before in those different phases of rehab, when you get into a phase and you do certain activity, sometimes they get symptoms. We're in phase four right now. Michael got symptoms in phase four. I traced it back to, with the people in Pittsburgh, to why he wasn't doing well in the impact test, and it's all related, and it all has to do with his eye movement, visual tracking, and how that affects his balance centers. And so what we've done is we've gone back and we've rehabbed those areas, and we will test him again Monday in impact, and I have a feeling that he'll do better because we've addressed the problem that he has. And that's all just that's how complex the whole concussion, you know, rehab and diagnosis and everything is. So I'm working with the people in Pittsburgh. I'm working with Dr. Dorsheimer, who picked up some stuff on it. I picked up some stuff in rehab. We put our heads together, came up with this rehab program that's been out there, and we're doing that with Mike, and we'll see how he does. He's just hit a plateau at stage four, and that's why we do him. That's why we don't say, oh, he doesn't have symptoms, let's go play.
Rick, at times, is he irritable? I mean, because that's a part of it as well.
I don't know whether he's irritable. I'm irritable. I mean, we're all irritable. I think Mike Vick is a competitor, wants to play. So he's not nasty or anything with me, if that's what you mean. He seems to me like Mike Vick, but I think he wants to play.
Rick, what is conditioning? Beyond all this, the amount of conditioning you've been able to do with him, is to the point where if he gets back and can practice, how far behind would he be in the other?
Certainly a concern with any injury, and as part of that rehab, those phases, he's right now in a phase where we get his heart rate up to 80% of what the target we want, or up to his maximum, and he's doing sprint work on the treadmill, and he's run outside like our regular off-season conditioning stuff, and he's done very well with it. So we hope that correlates to when he gets back in the field that he's in good shape. I think anytime you return to football, those first couple reps, you're like, whoa. But I think Mike's in pretty good shape. He ran with me today, and I thought he did pretty well.
Rick, there's a story out there that Mike is, or the team is maybe using the injury to validate starting Nick Foles, but that's not the case, right? I mean, he just hasn't passed the...
Listen, there's no conspiracy here. We don't grade the impact test, which he has not gotten back to baseline. That I send that paper from the computer off to the people in Pittsburgh. They come back and say he's not past baseline. That's an NFL rule. That has nothing to do with anything with us. He's got to pass that before we can ever entertain the fact in blank. So I don't know where that came from. There's no conspiracy theory. I'm, as the gatekeeper of these guys, he's not going to play until he gets past baseline and gets through the five phases. He's in phase four, hasn't passed the baseline, hasn't seen the independent yet.
What prompted you to find out from Pittsburgh this week why, you know, he wasn't there?
Yeah, good question. He had three consecutive tests where it was at the same reaction time, which is unusual. But the reason that his reaction time is at that level where he just can't get back to baseline is because he can't track with his eyes quite as well. And it's like I told Mike, it's like having an ankle sprain. You have an ankle sprain and you can get everything back, but you've lost that little step. We got to retrain you to get that step, but we just got to open up all the neural pathways and everything and get his eyes tracking again. There's a little program that we do on the computer to train him. He seemed to do better today. He did some yesterday, so I think he's making progress.
Rick, are all of these tests that are taken, I know you said they were sent to Pittsburgh, but do they all go to the league? Are they mandated to go to
No, we're just, I mean, it's everybody just kind of cooperates with that.
Mm-hmm. But if the league wanted to see it, they would have access to it?
I would assume that they would. I mean, they've never asked for any of the records or anything, but I assume that they would. But we're all schooled together, the 32 head athletic trainers, 32 docs. We all meet together at the combine. We know what it is. And there's nobody that's going to put themselves out there, you know, any doctor, any athletic trainer, anything like that, where a player isn't back to normal, are we going to put him out there? I mean, that would be foolish.
And now the past 3 weeks,
all the attention on concussions, would it be easier in the league's involvement in how guys are termed concussions? Would it be easier for a team to slow play a return rather than speed it up?
Well, as I think you're asking a question related to the other one, and no, that's not happening here. I don't know about other teams. I know what we do. There's no conspiracy here. There's no slow playing Mike. He's gone through the process as Mike's gone through the process. He's not back to baseline on the impact test. He's in phase four of the rehabilitation program. What other teams do, I can't answer.
What's your reaction, Rick, you know, when you hear those kind of reports, like the test might be getting doctored? I mean, personally.
First of all, I haven't seen anything that said that the tests are doctored. I mean, I don't know where you came up with that unless you just came up with it yourself. But in any event, I'm a process guy. We have certain steps we take. I'm following that process. It doesn't matter whether it's the newest guy on the roster, whether it's Michael Vick, whether it's LeSean McCoy, whether it's anybody. I follow that process. Right now, we're in the middle of that process. Unfortunately, for Michael, he's at that one stage where we just can't get him over the top, and we've gone back and we've looked at the rehab and we're doing the rehab with him, and we'll get him there. It's not something that can't be corrected. It's just something that we're very, very, very dedicated to making sure that he's right, as with LeSean and everybody else that we've taken through this program.
The past 3 weeks, you've emphasized how all concussions are different, but to be stagnant on stage four for this long, is this unusual?
I think if you look at the numbers worldwide, it may be somewhat unusual. I don't think it's unusual for athletes, and I think you've had athletes in this town that have taken that long. Maybe not with us, but you've had athletes in this town that have taken a while to get back, and I think they're going through a lot of the same process that we're going through. And I told you, there's no way that I would judge that when those guys got hurt, and whenever he gets better, he gets better. That's not it. And then once he's better, that's up to coach and everybody else involved to put him back on the field. I have nothing to do with that. I go and see Coach Reed every day. I give him a report, and he says, "How's Michael? Here's where he's at. Is he ready to play? No, he's not ready to play, and this is why." And that's what I do. And Michael and I, we go through the rehab process like we're trying to get him better.
So when's the next impact test for him?
Well, we'll probably do it Monday.
Do you have one today?
The protective equipment that Michael's considering.
Yeah, that's something that we're not involved with, because we're with the whatever helmet that he wears. We contact the manufacturer, and they don't want anything added to their helmet. So that's not—it's nothing that Greg's doing or I'm doing or anything like that.
I'm sorry. When was this? Was this impact test today again?
He had one today, okay. And he'll have another one Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't have the results yet for today, correct?
Yeah, I do have the results for today, and they're the same as they were 2 days ago. He's exactly the same.
And the symptoms that you said returned—was it just the eye movement, or was there other things?
No. Well, what happened was when he got into stage four, and we started to do some of the balance stuff, he also developed symptoms where he was fatigued, and they go along with each other. So when you do vestibular rehabilitation, which is all the balance, eye-hand coordination, knowing where your body is in space and all that, sometimes you kick up fatigue. So when he's done with that session, he gets fatigued. Now, it does go away for him, but it's just that we can make it happen when we get him into rehab. Now, interestingly enough, today he's done well up to this point. Like today, before I came out, I did it with him. He didn't really have any symptoms. And we'll see how he does over the next 24 hours. That's just crazy to try to pin that on us or him or anything. I think you're fishing for a story. And in my mind, he hasn't taken extra long. I mean, he's gone through our process, and so that's the way it is.
Do you get concerned at all when he doesn't start advancing past that phase four? Like something might be permanent or anything like
no,
that?
No, and if we get into next week, we've talked to the people in Pittsburgh about taking him out there and having him evaluated in their center. They have a huge center out there, and right now that's not what all of us have decided, so we'll see how that goes. But I think what's happened in this stage four is he's leveled off. We've recognized the problem. We've got our heads together. We've decided what it is. We're going to rehabilitate that problem and then see where he's at. And then if it doesn't come back, then we'll visit it some more.
Hey, Rick, have you sensed from Mike that it's changed his thought about ever playing again, or just getting back out, or just kind of
that hasn't
him a little bit? Or?
That hasn't come up with us. I mean, he's I'm telling you, he's working hard to try to get back out there and play. So it hasn't come up with us at all. I mean, I don't think it's come up with anybody, not with his attitude the way it is with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.